Coach, you sound out of breath a little bit. A little excitement tonight for the Panthers, huh?
I tell you what, it was a barn burner. You know, in the rain and slop. And a matter of fact, I'm just getting into some dry clothes.
Well, Coach, take us through the game. Obviously, a 20-19 winner over the defending 3A state champs, Livonia. Huge win for the Woodlawn program, a team that has shown steady improvement throughout the year.
Yeah, they came out and, you know, quarterback is a heck of a player, and he took a couple up the middle, and, you know, we kind of had some mental breakdowns on defense that we had talked about all week. Then we had a miscue on special teams, which is something that I got to clean up. That's something that you can't do in the playoffs. And then they took a 19-0 lead, and then we just kind of, you know, tacked away. Javon Myers had a heck of a game, and, you know, we just gave him the football. You know, he's our best player. And if we're going to do anything in the playoffs or if we were going to win this football game, he had to touch it all the time, and we knew that going in.
Hey, Coach, did you say Livonia was up 19-0 at one point?
Yeah, they were up 19-0 with about 5 minutes left in the second quarter.
Well, I mean, that's got to make you – as a coach – you always want to see how your team's going to react to adversity. I mean, it can't get much bigger than that.
I mean, no, and, you know, and I credit it to the schedule we played in the beginning of the year. You know, when you play the Deschrans and the Hornbills, Panama and Lafayette, and take trips like that, you know, we did it because we knew in this district that the teams that you had to beat, the Plaquemines and Livonias, you know, guys who were ranked number one and, you know, lost in the semifinals, and then Livonia who won a state championship, you had to play competition that got you ready for later on in the year. So we knew we were never out of the game. We never turned it in. We never gave up just because, you know, we've been in it before. You know, we battled every week throughout this entire season. So tonight was nothing different.
What has been this team's identity? You know, last year when Coach Beard was the head coach, you know, we knew that you had a lot of participation during the summer and they worked hard. This year when you've taken over, you know, we tried to get you on the show 3 or 4 or 5 times, but, you know, hey, you know, we'll take you when we can get you. We understand you're busy. But seriously, what's the identity of this team that you're most proud of?
Well, you know, they love each other. You know, this group of seniors, you know, I got 29 of them have been together for a long time. They've been through 3 coaching staffs. And, you know, I told them, I said, you know, when I got the job and Coach Beard left for Live Oak, I said, look, this is your team. I said, you're the ones that have been here the entire time. You're the ones that's gone through the summer together no matter, you know, who's making the calls. I said, so it's your team. We're going to ride. And, you know, and that mentality is something that they fed on. It's something that they use. It's something that they pass on to those younger guys. You know, we just continue to hold each other up, continue to fight with each other, continue to battle and do it because we care about each other.
Coach, let's talk. I want to talk about 2 things. You mentioned your schedule earlier. You open up with Hornville, Destrehan, Week 4, Santa Maria. That's 3 out of your 4 losses. And, of course, you lose a really good ball game to Plaquemine a couple weeks ago in a high-scoring affair. Talk about how that prepared you. And then also, if I'm not mistaken, this is your first head job. You've been a coordinator at some very good schools, Destrehan, of course, obviously last year, along with Coach Beard. Talk about some of the obstacles you've had to overcome making that adjustment.
Well, first thing is that I haven't been on the field in a long time, so standing in the rain wasn't something that I, you know, I really do. You know, and you know, my best friend, a guy who's my offensive line coach at Destrehan, is our offensive coordinator. And, you know, the biggest thing for me is letting my coaching staff do their job. You know, that, you know, the one thing is that with the guys that stayed from Coach Beard's first staff when I got here as a coordinator are good coaches. And the guys that I brought in, you know, they know what they're doing. You know, and you just got to kind of get out the way. And when you're – we've been a coordinator and, you know, you've been on a team, you know, coaching teams like Deschrehan, you just – you know how to do things. And you get out the way and you let the guys that go through all of the film work and you know, all that scout team stuff, and you just let them do what they're supposed to do because that's why you hired them and that's what they're there for.
Coach, give me an idea, if you can, of what kind of playmaker is your quarterback, Myers. I know he's got over 1,000 yards this year. And what's different than what he can do than what, if I'm not mistaken, Brooks has done for you guys in the past?
Well, Myers is the running back, but Jamari Nelson's our quarterback this year. But the difference between the two, and look, you can't compare anybody to Charles Brooks. Charles did some things that, you know, I haven't seen in a long time. But, you know, he doesn't make mistakes. You know, Jamari does a great job of watching film. You know, he does a great job of getting into the playbook and getting into the scouting report and getting into the game plan that we have each and every week. You know, and he just goes along. You know, he's got ice in his veins. He's very calm. you know, he's not the situation, the game, wherever we're at, it doesn't seem to bother him, you know. And it's like I told him, when you can turn around and give it to David Meyer, it makes your job a lot easier. And I just need you to sometimes pull it out of the belly and make a play. And he's done a great job of doing that this year.
Coach Laquette, coming into tonight, according to LHSAA, you're a 20 seed. Any idea where this will boost you to? Because obviously you're going to pick up some good points tonight.
Our mathematician, guru, whatever you want to call him, basically told us, you know, we needed some help. You know, we needed Hombo to win, and we needed Santa to beat Dutchtown. I'm not sure if that happened.
Santa Maud won 41-14.
Okay, good. Well, that was, we needed that.
Who was the other one you're looking for, Coach?
The other one was Hombo against Thibodeau.
Do we have a Hanville wins.
Sweet. Well, that, according to our guy, that puts us in a four-way tie with Livonia and a couple other teams. And with strength of schedule, that puts us at 15. And we were thinking that 15 would give us whoever that 18 is, or maybe Karen Crow would slide in that position and come to us.
Now, who is your guy?
His name's Henry Reibold.
How long has he been doing it for the Panthers?
Oh, shoot.
He's been there a long time on the sidelines.
He was there way before Don. He was there when Drew was there. He was cool. He's been there a long time. And last year he missed one game, so I trust him.
Really? He was dead on?
He was dead on. All he had was two teams. Literally, two teams had to switch spots, and that was it. He was rock solid last year.
We might need to get his email address.
So he's real. And look, he does all of them. It's something he does all week. I mean, look, he plays golf. He coaches his grandson in baseball, and he does PowerPoint.
Hey, I'm looking for an assistant coach in baseball. I wonder if he's interested.
I tell you what, if he coaches baseball like he does stats, you got a good one.
Well, Coach Laquette, thanks so much for joining us. Congratulations on the win, and best of luck as you guys will possibly have a chance to host a playoff game next week.
I appreciate it, guys. Thanks for having me.
Woodlawn.